favor, David Lee Roth, primera hora. Solamente hacemos esto a primera hora porque te amamos. Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
From the night that we had in the mirror where I brush my teeth back, there's three more heads and they're watching me back. Read the bread while I toast my paycheck. Well, the girl said Gray's a safe bet. Phone ringing, I refuse to take it. Wanna play dead, but I'm on the day shift. Stepping out into the weekly rota. On the cheap, share a seat with older. Train driver said it ain't a joke, but we're gonna be stuck till I fix the motor. Half hour in between the stations. Start jogging when I hit the pavement. Ran straight into a situation. Cop said stop cause of inculcation. Whole hour on an explanation. Missed the bus and the cab was ancient. I'm really now in a situation. When I return to my destination, I get told to collect my payment. Clear the desk quick, make it vacant. Now if I ever needed inspiration, right about now where I lose my patience. If I ever needed inspiration, right about here's where I lose my patience.
Make you feel and run. My God, this one is rum, to make you feel and run. My God, this one is rum, this one to make you feel. My God, this one is rum, to make you feel and run. My God, this one is rum.
In the mix and blender, all defense set on the next offender. I had enough being nice and anxious. I keep sweet all the trendy bankers. I'm looking more than the war and pension and the attack of the apprehension. I'm too tense, one lose the motion. I might shout now, I'm out and open. All the hanging on and years of hoping. The same things now fear provoking. So hot that the tears are smoking. Watch a man might just crush the whole thing. Watch your man right, just crush the whole thing. If I ever need inspiration, right about here's where I lose my patience. If I ever need inspiration, right about here's where I lose my patience.
Do it now, to make you feel and run. My God, this one is rama, to make you feel and run. My God, this one is rama, drama, this one to make. My God, this one is rama, to make you feel and run. My God, this one is rama, drama, this one to make you feel.
Roth Radio. D-Row, large in the house here, worldwide, long. Give me some guitar one time there, beyond. Love that first act, baby. Better let your hair down, baby. Feel it, right?
Let your hair down and let yourself go.
Better let it down. Good morning, right?
Let your hand down and let yourself go.
You can always tell how he's feeling first thing in the morning. Better love now. You had McDonald's for breakfast, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
D David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning, second thing in the afternoon. Let your hair down and let it go. Happy hour somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, we're in the newspapers, very first thing in the morning. Did it. Worldwide. We wound up first thing in the morning here. Newspapers here. First thing that I'm going to think of is a big shout out for my buddy Stern there. Evidently didn't have to give us the props, but great impact from somebody speaking from across the street on a whole nother medium there seems to have a great effect on things. You've all been aware of what we've been asked to do and what not to do. As of yesterday afternoon, 11 o'clock, we were sitting with our program director and all the faces that be. And as I had predicted, we were disappeared off of the internet the previous night. And there's no question that a sleeping bag was rolled up and the horses were tied up downstairs. At 11 o'clock, I figured it was all over because we went down the list and they said, will you get rid of this? I said, no. They said, will you get rid of that? I said, well, none. He said, will you begin to do this? Will you accept that? And we went through the whole list. Everybody's kind of familiar already with the list of things. I had been asked to, disregard the kind of musical content and a lot of the freestyle that we do here and everything. At this point, I think we have possibly a meeting of the minds, at least for time being. At least for time being is what I've based my entire love life on. Man, come on. It's adequate. So as you can see, first thing in the morning, we're off to our usual flying start. And like my probation officer used to say to me, Dave, I'm proportionally reassured. Give it up, Eddie.
Okay, ready?
We get up on riding on a Friday morning, very first thing, but I know that there's a lot of you out there listening actual lunchtime and the happy hour, because we've been getting phone calls. What did we get yesterday afternoon from Paris, France? I know you'd rather be in Paris Hilton, right?
No.
but she was named after a hotel in Paris, France. I'd rather sleep with Paris Hilton, but I'd rather talk to Paris, France, right? You know, I'm a French major, actually. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, man, French revisionist poetry. Well, that's where I come. That's how I speak like I do, and that's how my lyrics actually transpire as they do. I'll share some with you. Perhaps you're familiar. We know it as French revisionist Renaissance poetry, but you know it as there's a place in France where the women do a dance, and the fellas all love it because you see their underpants. Oh yeah. And one of my favorites, at the turn of the century, whether it's called the Belle Époque, which is the great era, the Victorian era, which is there's a place in France where the women do a dance and the fellas all love it because you see their underpants. And then there's the other, which is I see London, I see France. I see Sasha's underpants. Yeah.
That love it. And I love
that. Let your hand down and let yourself go.
Makes my IQ go down 14 points. Is that an Italian or is that a French look, darling?
It's both, which? A little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both. Are you Italian?
I am Italian.
Is that your ethnicity?
That's my ethnicity,
because
yes.
We've been given credence now, at least for time being, to deal with ethnic music. And frankly, darling, whenever I look at you, turn the music off. See, inside my skull, it still sounds ethnic when I look at you, baby. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's cut to the really important stuff here. Sasha, have you ever named your genitals?
No.
Okay, because I've named mine. Perhaps you know. I refer to Little Elvis frequently.
Yes.
And you'll see him in album credits, because with no Little Elvis, there's no lyrical content as far as I'm concerned. As far as a lot of people are concerned. You know, it's where does the lyrics come from? Where does the sound come from? Put your little head down here, and I'll sing you Running with the Devil. Okay, because Stacey Valentine, who, it's never a good time to bring this up. I've fallen in love with another woman during, but briefly, I sense briefly. I have a metric feeling. It's not as long as American Style, okay? Or it's more, but less compressed, okay? Stacey Valentine called me up yesterday, and she shared with me a lot of her thoughts and, you know, a lot of her ideas, and I shared a few of mine, and I feel there may have been
chemistry.
Connection?
Not connection, perhaps. Connection is the ultimate, is when the ship arrives, okay? I feel there was chemistry. There's a lot. What are you thinking, animal? Knock it off.
I got a name for my genitals, too, man.
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Big black loggerhead python.
No, that's what your wife calls it. Come on, man. You never fit that tattoo on that. Stop lying. Anyways, I asked Stacy. I said, have you never named your private parts? And she had not, curiously enough. And, you know, well, they're famous. I would think they would have a credit. You know, like they say in the movies, you know, it's an Oscar kind of week. You know, it's like you would have its own card. That's what the agent always asks for, you know, so you don't have somebody else's name. Maybe her tush's name. I don't know. Maybe she names her tush, and then she could name, you know, the first 50 yards. But that's what I, and then you could collect extra union dues, perhaps. You get extra pension. I don't know. I'm not just thinking like a business guy instead of a porn star. Maybe I'm actually thinking like a porn star. But a very businesslike one. Well, you know, I think arguably that a porn star has arguably three or four different things that they can represent, you know. She has her acting ability, which is evidently very important, you know. And then her athletic ability. And those are like two athletes or, you know, depending on who's counting, three. And I would give them names as her legal advisor, and I am a junior attorney. I watch a lot of court TV. That I would advise her to do this, and I feel that we would be the best. You know, I spoke to her artist, of course, and I shared with her that I would think about this. And as you can tell, I have been. As you can tell, I'm a little sleepy because I was up late last night working on this. You know, as an artist, purely. So, well, I watched her DVD again, and you know, you want to, you know, as an artist, you know, you never want to close your eyes. You want to see every angle of, you know, it's like naming a horse. It's like naming a country, perhaps. It's, you know, like it's for Stacey Valentine, it's like naming its own area code. A lot of people know exactly where to dial when I'm talking about this, right? So I do have a name. And as an artist, I went through a lot of things, you know. In fact, I dated a dancer for a while named Lydia Thunderclam. And Lydia, I'm sorry, stop laughing. No, Lydia asked me to name her genitals, and I felt that was sort of redundant at that point. So, but for Stacy, I think I have a really good one, and a sensible one. It's not a funny name, you know, as you can tell, there's a little variation here. This is not average yuck yuck, you know. I want something, it's a name that you're going to use frequently. I feel that it's a name that you should probably want to be used in public so that other people may not, you know, be aware of what's going on, right? You know, and it's like, you could say it like, how about, blah, 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 you know, and then the other person across the microphone, terrible slip, would like get red in the face, and everybody else would know what you kind of meant, but you didn't mean to mean. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Chemistry. Okay. Anyway, Stacy's going to be calling us in at a couple hours here, and she's going to be participating in this. I have a few other questions for her, by the way. Are you a Stacey Valentine fan, Sasha? Are you familiar with who she is?
I'm not too familiar.
Okay, we'll get her a picture. We'll dial her up on the internet. There, you'll see.
Okay.
She's got she's got a different kind of an attraction here. When you talk about porn star and like this, well, I'll get into this when she actually gets into place here. Perhaps even more significantly, we have the air guitar champion, C. Diddy, who's coming in a little bit. He's going to be on the phone's actually in about 45 minutes. And this is the fella who is the air guitar champion of the first USR. Excuse me. A little early. I told you I was up thinking of a name. Your Honor, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The first U.S. air guitar champion and the first U.S. world air guitar champion in 2003. Curiously enough, Brian May from Queen. An old familiar friend and name and resource for spectacular music here, you know, the band Queen. Brian May is the president of the U.S. Air Guitar Federation and Holy War Jihad Phalanx. That's right. And they're going to be playing, we'll get the dates on that in a little bit, but they're going to be playing in the general area coming up within the next month. And I think we have Brian is going to be calling in a little bit. He's going to be checking in with this, and maybe we can dovetail the two. Have you ever played air guitar, Sasha?
Never, right? No.
What do girls play? Do you play any kind of air instruments? All guys play air guitar. Come on.
I don't think we play air instruments. I actually play the real piano. But
okay, but that doesn't count. No, that doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
Sorry. Only
air.
Only air. No, you have to be able to play some. That's how all people start out in the industry, right? You start out with a hairbrush as a microphone, right?
Well, I guess I've done that, yeah.
Okay, and what songs did you sing? Don't lie.
Songs?
Don't lie. Go ahead. Which songs do you actually sing when you pretend you're singing on the thing there?
I used to sing Nirvana songs.
Okay, which one? Like Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah, all off the first album. All off the second album, rather. Never mind.
Really?
Yeah, I used to pretend I was in the band, actually.
And what song was your favorite one to do?
My favorite one to do was probably...
The one that you remembered every single word and that you knew every move and that was really you. Come on, you got to answer. Don't sit tight on the area. Go.
It was probably Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Because the video.
Because we're going to dial that up a little bit later on the audio vault and we're going to hear you sing it. Okay. Or at least we'll see you do it air style, which may be even sexier. That's even more erotic. And I will describe Edward R. Murrow style, what I'm seeing.
Doing.
You know, okay. like in a time when there was no television or something and it was like the Hindenburg goes up in flames, which is what I fully expect of myself when I see you with a hairbrush coming at me, you hot stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Sash, I've been a bad little DJ. I got to be sent to your room.
I
can't get anything faster this morning. Anyway, C. Diddy has a hip-hop name, and yet he is an air guitar champion. When worlds collide, huh? I told you, 35-year-old white male Korean with dreadlocks playing air guitar doing Lynyrd Skynyrd tunes. I'm in, baby. Swing it. Yeah. Oh, baby. Now, wait a minute. It says here, C. Diddy's signature song is Play With Me by Extreme. Is that a heavy... That's got to be a heavy guitar song. Is that a heavy tune? Well, we'll dial that up and we'll come out of the commercial for it or whatever. But at that point, maybe we... You don't know any Extreme tunes, do you?
No, not at all.
That's a whole different generation. That's why I said, how does a guitar player, an air guitar champion, have a name like C. Diddy? Postmodern, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, Brian May is going to be on, and we'll get him on the phone as well, because they're going to be playing in town here. I think they're in Philly, and they're coming around at the Coliseum, etc. This has got to be a national tour, right?
Mm. I would assume so.
Oh, man. This would be a great opportunity to hear that music again. Are you familiar with when they did the collection about 10 years ago? And they had a lot of different singers coming through and singing with the band. They did all of Freddie's versions of songs and so forth. And they had everybody from Def Leppard to the guy from Wham. Did he sing some stuff? Or was that the Elton John tribute? No, that would also, the fellow from Wham is the voice that would probably fit with that Queen sound the best, huh? George Michael just got busted. He's going to need bail money. Oh, really? You ever notice that it's people with two first names that have the most trouble, huh, David Lee? I can read thought bubbles, Sasha. I've been in this cartoon too long, hot stuff. Tour dates, Sunday at the Nassau Coliseum, and that's in Philly, of course, at the Wachovia Spectrum, March 20th in Pittsburgh, and March 21st in Cleveland. And that's the Queen folks there, so check with them. Also, Paul Rogers is doing with that. I'd be very curious to see how that works up. I mean, that's, you know, two classy acts there. You put that together, there's got to be some chemistry. Give us a buzz if you've heard the actual record. You know what? We could pick up the record. You want to do a record review? I couldn't stand to kill and eat a Queen album. Come on, man. No, that's like relatives, man. You can't. We're cannibals, but you don't eat relatives, right? No, it's like the cannibal dad and the cannibal kid, and dad is teaching the kid how to a right diet, you know, and a little skinny little hottie like you comes along, and he goes, and the kid says, "Let's eat her, dad," and he goes, no, not enough fat. And then a big fatty comes along, and the kid goes, "Let's eat her, dad," and he goes, "No, too much cholesterol." And then a supermodel comes along, and he goes, "Let's eat her, dad," and he goes, "Nope, why don't we eat mom? And keep this one."
David Lee Roth in the mornings on 92.3 Free FM. Billboard, and I believe it's so.
never know.
No man now.
My friend Jerry's feet are aching, thinks he's hitting bottom. Says it's a sex problem, he told me so. I told him Jerry ain't the loving that you're making, buddy. And staying up all night looking for it makes you slow. Want some advice, and it's free for a reason, you know. They say you only live twice. I say, hey, you never know. And the hula girls go, you never know.
Radio 866-313-3733, and we're on davidleeroth.com, David Lee Roth Worldwide, and davidleerothshow.com. And if you're in the military of any kind there, if you're in uniform anywhere in the world, you can call us and collect dukes. Have you guys figured that out technically in the back there? I don't want to be advertising this if this is not technically feasible. Did you guys get that squared up, or what happened? You good?
Yeah, they could call collect.
Okay, give us a call. If you're in any version of the military, whatever, uniform, guys, gals, buzz us, especially from outside the United States. And if you're calling anywhere from outside the United States, and no, Canada, you count, but you don't count. You count deeply, but we're not taking the call collect if you're calling from Toronto. Come on. You know, that's next door neighbors, all right? You know, if you can call from Ohio, you can call from Toronto. And but if you're from outside the United States, because we get emails and stuff from everywhere, from Broadway to Cheyenne. Here, we're getting from Roanoke to Rio, literally all the way as far down as Rio de Janeiro. And, you know, it's Australia, Berlin, as far up north as Helsinki. I'm just trying, going off the top of my skull as far as, you know, the stuff that comes in here. And after touring for how many summers in a row, you know, there's only an obvious trail of groupies and rubble. What was that I heard in the background there one time? Say, oh, that's right. Yeah, you've left a trail of groupies and rubble, too, huh? Pick up some music and play to them one time. Anyways, one of the reasons that I bring up all this international stuff is, no, I myself am not that international. I'm from Indiana with a banjo on my knee. Probably closer to Huckleberry Finn than I'll ever be to World Traveler. But I'm starting to see all kinds. Come on, one of the top PBR professional bull riders is Ed Nykaminas. He's Brazilian. All right. As far as what's happening in the music today, you know, you got a lot of inflection. I don't care if it's Navajo or Cubano, but here's some people with some attitude that fits with our culture here. Maybe hookers will call their station WSEX Sao Paulo, Brazil. Prostitutes in the Brazilian city of Salvador are starting up their own radio station. Turn the music off. A moment of deep respect for a brilliant new idea. Okay. Now, come on. Our version of that is adult film girls, right? And that's what we're bringing. That's why I keep saying to these gals, because the women that we pick up on here are the ones who I'm thinking they're going to make the crossover. When you hear Stacey Valentine, who's coming up on the phone here in a little while, when Stacey gets on the phone, you got to keep in mind, I saw her video several times now, the DVD. Actually, one of them I've seen more than several times, Sasha. I know what you're thinking. But when you see Stacey, I think the attraction for her is not that she's crazy on the outside. Her paint job is not crazy. In fact, if you didn't know what she was doing and you saw her somewhere in the greater Dallas Arlington area, you'd think she owned and ran a restaurant. You'd think that she was not the register girl. You wouldn't think that she was a waitress. You'd think this is the gal who pays the bills and does the thing and probably has two kids. If you saw her at a PTA meeting, you would have no idea. You'd think she was the hottest thing you ever saw at a PTA meeting. Well, you know, Janine Lendemiller would hopefully be at the same PTA meeting. There's a PTA meeting that I go to, Sash. not literally, but in my brain. Watch. Look at my face. I'm going to go there right now. I know you're thinking there's no PTA meeting with like music like that going on, but no. come with me next time.
I'll be there.
You can be. You can pretend to be.
I'll be the student.
You'll be the student, and I will be the biology teacher who's also the swim coach. We got to talk. I feel chemistry again. I do. Anyways, if you see Stacy Valentine, you would never know. And that's part of the attraction. The way that she walks around and stuff is, she's like a businesswoman, okay? And the way she's shaped is very different. We know we talk about supermodels and bikini models and whatever. The way she's shaped is like what I grew up with in Indiana, you know, where you peel the fry off, feed it to the kids, and throw the chicken away. there's just enough junk in the trunk so you feel like you've been somewhere, probably. I've never been there. Oh, I've been there, so to speak, but not there, you know. Fella could get lucky. You're looking at me like you hound dog. No, I'm not like a hound dog. Well, I don't know. Turn around. Let's get to know each other. No, really, I guess we are like dogs. The only thing we don't do is sniff each other's butts. But a fella could get lucky, right, Sash?
Thank you.
Whenever we talk about sexy stuff, he starts playing like Wes Montgomery or George Benson or something like that. Go ahead. Play some Playboy jazz music, baby. Yeah, after hours. That's pretty good. That's you, baby. Anyways, Larissa Alsace, she's the Spanish voiceover for Desperate Housewives, okay? This is the gal who does the dubbing into Spanish from all the English shows. Because when you watch, this is what I do on television frequently. You have HBO, all right? And then you have HBO Latino. It's exact same stuff, but in Spanish. In fact, if you go down, I think it's the 800 series, all the channels have everything dubbed over into Spanish. So, like, I watch all my favorite movies, especially with the hot babes in it, like Taxi. There's the three fashion models who are the bad girls, you know, the bank robbers or whatever. I've memorized the entire movie, every inch of it. I don't know, can you ever memorize every inch of a movie? Every line in a movie is what you're supposed to memorize. I only watched that movie for the article, Sash. But I know every single syllable. She got it. Turn up the music. She got it. There you go. And the movies that I've memorized, so to speak, they, you know, like there's the blonde in Transporter 2. I don't even know her name. I never even bothered with the credits, you know. And I know every single sentence in the movie so that I can, like, you know, I can make breakfast or I can, you know, I can be in the shower or whatever. And I know by sound, okay, this is when she's coming on. And I can, like, look at, if I'm on the telephone, I can conduct business. I can talk, you know, do interviews or whatever. And then I can go, just wait a second. And then now, you know, I'll watch it. Oh, I love this part. Yeah, this is great. I don't know her name, man. And then I come back. Okay, I'm back. And pretend like I was talking to a friend or something. Well, actually, she is a friend at this point. And I can then switch over now to the Spanish-speaking versions of this stuff. And since I already know the script, now I can pick out, you know, different little words that, you know, they start to add it into the groove there. And, well, it's a whole new way for me to learn Spanish. It's a whole lot different than See Spot Run, right? Anyhow, she's coming up, Larissa Alsace, and she's the one who dubs in the voice of Terry Hatcher's Susan on ABC's hit Desperate Housewives. You a Desperate Housewives fan? Anybody here? It's considered a comedy, right? It won an award for comedy, and I don't find it funny at all.
No.
I mean, you know, it's certainly the amusement of people who think they're funny. That's why I watch reality series, right? Because everybody thinks they're a comedian. The most fascinating ones are the worst comedians, right? There's nothing funnier than facade. Have you ever seen Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, I saw the first couple of episodes and stuff, but, you know, it was coming on at the same time one of my other favorite shows came on, so I didn't get into it too much.
Dare I even ask this early? Is it on channels that normal people can get, Animal?
I don't think so.
Okay, turn up the music. Man. Come on. So, we have a lot of good guests coming here. How do you interview an air guitarist? I mean, does, you know, we'll ask him, does he practice? But what do you know? How do you ask him? Like, what equipment does he use? I guess that's important. He'll point to the home entertainment center. Go ahead.
It's like, what kind of guitar is he pretending like he's playing?
You know what? He probably has that really specific.
Yeah. Because when he'll do different moves. You're playing a Flying V or a Strat.
Okay. Because when I was in the Beatles, sorry? No, I was John in the Beatles always. And that was approximately fourth grade. And I knew exactly what kind of guitar. It was a Rickenbacker with the multiple pickups and the black suit, the one without the collar. Here, turn up the music. I'll show you. Anyways, you always know exactly which one you're going to be. And then I became, you know, actually I became black from that point on. My hormones developed, boom. I discovered girls, boom. And I became James Brown. No, I'm not kidding. And from there, it became, you know, the entire Motown stable or whatever. But I could tell you exactly what kind of microphone to use. It's the one I'm using right now. This is called the Hammer, and it came from, I think they invented this 1967, 1968, whatever, and that's what all those classic tunes were made of, whether it's old Rod Stewart, you know, Every Picture Tells a Story, or the stuff from early Rolling Stones, all that Exiles on Main Street, and all of that kind of a sound, you know, all the early David Bowie stuff, all the early Motown material was, again, done on this one track here, on this one mic here. It's called the Hammer. So I don't know if it actually makes any vocal difference, but I do feel a little blacker.
You look a little blacker.
Well, I was thinking, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's your influence on me. Maybe when you look at me, listen, you hear what happens to the guitarist. When you look at me that way, listen to what happens to him. Go ahead, look at this. Go ahead, man. You hear that? You got to get your own guitar player. It's so much more postmodern than a stereo. They're a little harder to carry around. That's why you'll need animal. That's, now you understand the symmetry here.
I get it.
I carry the guitar. He carries the guitarist. So go ahead.
I want to tell you a really strange story about me and Brian.
That's a surprise.
Like when I first came to California in 87.
Wait, you know what? Hold on the story here because okay. we got to pay the rent on this.
Okay, cool.
On this cluster up. Go ahead, brother. Swing on it.
David Lee Roth mornings on 92.3 Free FM.
Roth, 6 a.m.
Did a pick up on the guitar that one time. Be young, be bad, with the exclamation point home. That's life.
As you can hear, all the grooves are intact. We are officially back, at least for the time being, and that's a good enough time frame for me. My dating schedule, usually, my love life, my relationship background has pivoted on that basis for a very long time. I'm in love with you, baby, for the time being.
That's good enough.
Oh, yeah. And we seem to have had some reasonable meeting of the minds here. I'm not going to kid you. At 11 o'clock yesterday, we had been sitting in a meeting for an hour with the PD and all the characters that I very carefully crucified on this very same Hammer microphone, duly aptly named. That's the name of this microphone. It's called the Hammer. And for some reason, guided by the providential hand, I guess my God is a fierce and vengeful Old Testament comedian. Consequently, I guess I am the conduit. No, my general humor is like New York in general, with teeth. And we came here to do a very special, unique kind of a show. And if we do it right, it's bound to be frightening. It's bound to be controversial. It's bound to be shocking. You're bound to hate it, then love it, then hate it, then love it, then love it, then hate it, then hate to love it. Just like any good affair, right? Yeah, that's right. And fittingly, we scared everybody who hired us. Not entirely unusual. And I suspect that the relationship is going to turn out like my last relationship with Stacy from Dallas, which always, you know, the first half was one way, and the second half it always started off with, you know, I used to think you were a jerk. I was never stupid enough to go, and... Anyways, we got our way for the time being, you know, and just like my probation officer used to say back in junior high school, Mr. Roth, I'm proportionally reassured. I was never stupid enough even then to go, and... Animal, were you ever on probation? Did you ever wind up on probation? Did you ever have an officer? Were you ever on parole? That's what I thought. But the allegations. I'm sure they're all allegations. Tell me again.
Allegedly.
Okay, now hold on. You had a story, 1987 or something. You were just starting to go for it. Go ahead, share with us what that is.
When I first came to California, my cousin took me to this thing downtown L.A. called the Street Scene. And I'd never been to nothing like this before. It was parties going on everywhere, bands going on and stuff. And the Ramones was going to play that night. But the Ramone crowd started getting kind of rowdy. And the cops was like, y'all got to chill out. Somebody hit a horse. The horse kicked the girl in the mouth. It was just getting crazy and stuff. And then all of a sudden, they said the Ramones is not coming on. Then everybody started fighting, and it was just crazy. And Brian Young was in that crowd.
Wait a minute. That's interesting. What's fascinating is hearing the word the Ramones is coming from you.
No. And look at me and Brian now. We hang out. That's so, I don't know, weird or something, man. Because I was talking about it one day, and he said, man, I was at that show that night, man. I was like, wow, now look at us now, man. We hang out.
Providential. Yeah. Who would have thought that we would have met upon this very mountain again, Sahib?
Yeah,
huh?
Real, man.
It's like Journey Through Kafiristan, and it's like Rudyard Kipling or some stuff, the man who would be king. When the guy is sitting there typing, and the guy comes in with the turban on the crutches and everything, and he goes, who are you? And he goes, don't you remember me? Hey, wait a minute. Hutch, turn it off. You say the words. Go, don't you remember me?
Don't you remember me?
My name is Peachy.
My name is Peachy.
And it all started right here.
And it all started right here.
Music, please. That's what it's like, right? You see each other again.
Yeah.
That was a very good British accent, Hutch. You should practice that.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to start a school where we never even bother to learn the language. It's endless hours, and you're never really going to get halfway down the road anyway, unless you practice constantly. Why don't we just teach the accent? I would learn, like, the French accent, you know, if I wind up on an airplane next to somebody, you know, that I might want to use it on. I can do a pretty good Spanish accent. I can't do German accent. You know who else is no good at German accent is Hasselhoff. Looks like here his wife claims domestic violence. The Baywatch star? What? He's getting punching his wife? Is that what it is? The court indicated that, yep. Looks like songs to beat your wife to, huh? Smack my bitch up. And looks like Yanni. Why does everybody laugh when you just say the one? Is it because of my conceptual leaps or just the name Yanni? How did we get from Animal and the Ramones to Yanni? I'll tell you how. Yanni is beating up the brat with a baseball bat as well. He got popped and spent 12 hours at the Palm Beach County Jail. We speak to West Palm Beach. If you're in West Palm Beach, if you were incarcerated. Hey, I'm not as drunk as some Finkel Pink, okay? If you were incarcerated, or if you're one of our brothers in blue, or sisters in blue, if you're a police, fire, paramedic, if you had anything to do with this, I know you're listening to me down in West Palm here, anything concerning Yanni, we are intensely fascinated, or proportionally fascinated, and perhaps you can, you know, increase the heat here, but that's curious. That's a guy that you would never think would punch his girl, right? What would you use Yanni music for? No medical jokes, please. What? I'm sorry? You guys are laughing in all the wrong places, man.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. What would you, Yanni music is like love tunes or something, right?
Yeah.
Here, Yanni music is stuff like this. Here, go put this loop on here one time there, Hutch. Leave the track where it is there. New Age superstar Yanni arrested at his Manalapan home early Friday morning after his girlfriend accused him of slapping and shaking her during a late night argument. He's got to be out of his tree. Any celeb who is that famous, and we all laugh because we all know him. It's like bell-bottom pants. We all laugh, and then we wear them. It's like, right? It's like two-tone shoes. Where'd you get yours? I'm serious. And everybody knows Yanni, because that's like late 80s love tune. He had the, you know, the long hair and the mustache, and it was New Age was what it was called. And synth music, and he performed at the Acropolis and the Persepolis and so forth. Okay, it's this kind of music. This is a tune that I did, and I created this on an early record. I was going to save this for Stacey Valentine when we name her vagina, and she's going to be calling in approximately 8 o'clock. Whoa, a piece of the ceiling just fell in. Every time I say her name, something providential happens. Isn't that cool? No, really. The microphone broke last time. Really? I'm not kidding. Did you see that?
No.
God is with us. The piece of plastic fell out of the ceiling when I said Stacey Valentine's vagina.
Wow.
It's not a band on Sony. Kids, I know there are a lot of young people listening now. Don't try and download the MP3. There is no Stacey Valentine's vagina. It's a great title, but it doesn't exist. I told her that we would name that for her because, you know, a lot of people do name their genitals. And I felt that there was chemistry behind us. Now, there's a sliff. Okay, here's play some Yanni kind of music. So. Here, I'll sing a Yanni song. First I take my hand, then I smack my bitch up. All right, put the track back on here. We'll save that for Stacey here. Anyways, black and we're back. I can't imagine what this guy's thinking, because if Yanni punches somebody, that's a lawsuit that he'll never, ever win. That's 300 hours in depositions, and we've tried and hung him as court, jury, and hangman, right?
That's Animal. Right.
In your mind, did he or did he not do it?
You know he did it, man.
Oh. And you have your thought, and no jury is going to convince you different, right?
You got that right.
Okay,
Ed,
give me a call here. Ed up there. I won't even say the whole name. Go ahead, Ed. 866-313-3733. Are you with us, Ed?
I'm here. I wanted to let you guys know that morning that he was in here, pretty much I'm a West Palm Beach correction officer. He was in there. He did not want to be in general population with anybody else. He wanted to be in a cell by himself. He would not use the toilet. He said he had a terrible stomach problem, and he asked if he could use our private bathroom.
And what happened at that point?
We told him no, and he had to use the bathroom that was inside the actual cell with him.
And how did the other visitors deal with his presence? Did anybody even know who he was? Was he in Gen Pop there with the general group?
No, we had him in a small little cell. It's right off to the side of the bigger cell that holds about 45 guys in it. But they were actually, somebody heard his name, and somebody was singing, "Oh, we got the New World Man next door. It's the New World Man next door." And they're taking their milk containers and firing it into the cell after him, and we're trying to calm it down, and pretty much everybody's just looking at him like, this guy, if this guy is going to go to jail, he is going to change his name to Yanni to Mommy. He's going to have some fun in there.
Well, see, now, as you're reflecting on this, and I'm glad you called here, this is one of the best calls of the whole week here, is that if this was a country star, this would now become an award-winning autobiographical mini-series, right, that turns into a great hit, some of the best lyrics, and everybody would say, wow, he's got street cred now. Do you think Yanni is even going to talk about this once he leaves the building, once this is over?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those things that it's a nightmare that he'll never be able to escape in his life. It's going to be one of the biggest issues, like if you have Michael Jackson sitting down to debut a new album, how are you not going to ask him, well, how do you feel about the molestation crap, even though he just did it to promote the album? And the same thing is going to be with this guy for the rest of his life, even if he's found innocent, because you know he's going to just dummy up the woman, or he's going to pay a whole crap load of money to somebody, but he's always going to be known as the wife beater somewhere else until he goes back to Greece and a tear will come to his eye and he'll thank everybody on earth again and da-da-da-da-da. But I think, yeah, he's going to be infamous for the rest of his life for smacking up somebody. And even when he sits down with Barbara Walters, and if you sound innocent, like I said, it's going to be the main topic questions.
Well, it'll be with Oprah as well. You know, there'll be a lot of tears and a lot of sharing and then a lot of bearing of the soul and then whatever the latest product is being sold here. Would you agree that abuse is the first choice weapon of a squeaking little gerbil every single time?
I believe that's the truth, Dave. That's
I think it says that in the Old Testament, actually. Thanks for calling us, West Palm Beach. Yeah, man.
David Lee Roth in the mornings. 92.3 Free FM.
Free FM.
Original ideas stem from original people. And originality starts with
Jim Cramer's Real Money. Weekdays 1 to 2.
New York's all new.
Free.
All free. New. 92.3.